Stephen Kenny. Stephen, how do you do it?
Well, it was a good victory tonight. We knew that getting Sligo Rovers was a difficult one for us because they're the Cup champions. They've won the league three of the last 4 years. Listen, we would have preferred to have a non-league team in the first round and rested a few because we had two league games this week. But we knew we had to, select the team that's played every week, you know, because they're in terrific form and over the last 2 weeks. So, you know, thankfully, another three goals. We couldn't, you know, brilliant win, really.
It was a great start for you. Dave McMillan's goal was a gem.
Great goal. A terrific pass from Ryan Gartland. Great touch from Richie Towell. And magnificent finish from David. And he's a very good player.
1-0 up, then you got the second goal. That's such an important time, 2 minutes into the second half.
Yeah, there was a strong wind tonight, and and they had it in the second half. And 1-0 up, you're thinking, it's dangerous. You don't want to be going for to a replay in Sligo on Monday. You don't, you know, you want to win it outright. And I felt Daryl Horgan goal a game the last five weeks. So he's popping up in little areas there. You can't pick him up, and it was a great little finish from him. Good, great movement by David McMillan. Good pass from Richie Towell, and Daryl joined in quickly and finished it really well.
I don't know what you're doing with your centre half, but Brian Garton seems to be scoring as many too. He's there. You might consider him as a striker, maybe at some stage. He bundled the ball over the line. He has the eye of a striker as well as being a very good defender.
It's a good finish. He gets on a lot. He attacks the ball brilliantly. He gets on the end of a lot of chances, and he's defending terrifically well. And you know, maybe somewhat unheralded, really. Maybe a player that's unheralded, but terrific player, Brian Gartland.
So, I mean, you were 3-0 up at that stage. They've switched, but then, though, but like, I mean, the game just fizzled out at the end. It's an absolutely fantastic achievement by you and your side.
Yeah, big win.
Does it make up for the Santa Cup final defeat? I know you were very downbeat after that game.
I think
you were downbeat, but you were very disappointed.
Yeah, you know, it's always disappointing to lose the final, I think. You know, I think. But I think the 6 points in the league were huge that we, you know, that we won in against Sligo. Like, a big win here. And then to win tonight, it only gets you in the next round, you know, to be fair. Like, it's not. We're not shouting from the rooftops because it was a tough, very tough draw for them coming here to play us in the form we're in. And a tough game for us because they're the cup holders and they have a lot of very good players. And obviously something had to give, and thankfully we came out on top.
Can I ask you just about the Andy Boyle situation? I mean, the FAI have ruled that he was booked twice, two yellow cards. Even if it was their mistake, it wasn't Dundalk's mistake. I thought it was an outrageous decision by the FAI to red card him.
I know you can't say too much, but I thought it was outrageous.
No, listen, the decision is made. There's nothing we can do about it.
But you must have been very disappointed with him.
Well, you know, there's nothing we can do about it. You know, it is what it is, and we'll just make provisions. And we've players like Mark Rossiter and Simon Kelly who are good players. So we'll
just. And finally, can I ask you, Pat Hoban had surgery on his knee during the week. When are you hopefully he's going to be back? I believe he could be back maybe early July.
You just don't know. Anywhere between 3 and 6 weeks. So hopefully it goes well, you know. Because it's good to have the two of them, Patrick and David. David McMillan, so it's terrific.
But finally, I mean, this team keeps going. I don't know how they do it. I don't know how your magic.
Listen, we're only at the halfway. We're not even Friday. We'll see the halfway stage. So a lot of football to play for you. Hopefully a European campaign rather than a match. We'll see who we get, and we've got. We're in the next round of the FA Cup, semis of the League Cup. But the league is the most important. And we've got a huge game against the league champions next weekend. And hopefully it would be fantastic to see a record crowd here next week for us since we've been here, because the players have been nothing short of brilliant. And hopefully they can continue.
Thanks very much.